Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. After the election, what is to be done? Philosophize. So I welcome Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics, recommending an article by Martin Gurry of the Manhattan City Journal, an excellent, thoughtful, and surprising piece entitled The Endarkenment, that is meant to be a play on language of the Enlightenment. Subhead, we've entered an age of delusion, impossible longings, and ritual self-mutilation. Peter, a very good day to you. When you recommended this piece to me in your most recent Real Clear Politics, I thought, well, I've only been reading good news. I guess it's time to read bad news. So I immediately went to the article and read it very carefully, made some notes, and I hope we can have a chance to review what Mr. Gurry has seen, and whether we can find our way ahead with the lights going out all across America. The example he uses of the pandemic is helpful because I believe the pandemic is a driver for what's been going on these last years. There are pandemic notes from Europe, times of cholera and typhus and yes. Civilizations coming out of that period all follow a certain pattern. One of them is they take risks. Another is there's disorder. There's certainly disorder. Mr. Gurry reports that the homeless population in San Francisco that brought forth all kinds of regulations and arguments, the homeless population, died from the pandemic, 257. In 2020. Meanwhile, on the streets everywhere was the homeless population dying of drug overdose, 697. And yet we stopped the nation entirely for the virus, and the nation carries on with its doom-looped cities like San Francisco and others right now. I believe that's an example of the endarkenment. Please explain, Peter. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, first, then the larger term, the endarkenment. Of course, it's a play on the Enlightenment. What is the Enlightenment? The Enlightenment is the modern embrace, hundreds of years ago, at the dawn of modernity, of modern science, actually, and morals and politics, of the idea that all human beings are by nature free and equal. And the Enlightenment expresses a general confidence that by use of reason, rather than relying on authority or tradition, by use of reason, human beings can make themselves, can build good lives from this, they can achieve happiness, and they can do justice. This is the Enlightenment. What is the Endarkenment? It is the fall or the exhaustion of Enlightenment. It's despair over reason. It's the embrace of nonsense or the bizarre or the surreal. You gave one example in which officials adopted draconian measures against COVID-19 in San Francisco while allowing drug use to run rampant on the streets, which killed many more people. Gurry gives another example of endarkenment when now Justice Jackson appeared in 2022 before the Senate for her hearing for appointment to the Supreme Court, was asked, what is a woman? And she demurred. She said, I really don't have a definition. We live in a world in which the most basic and accepted notions have been repudiated, mocked, even reviled. This is a condition of endarkenment, says Gurry.
The Enlightenment had two terms that everybody agreed upon, reason and science. Have they gone away, Peter?
Well, they haven't entirely gone away, but they are used in an unreasonable and an unscientific way. I take an example that I know to be familiar to you. Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, during the COVID-19 epidemic, when he was the White House face of expertise on the pandemic, proclaiming, "I am science." Now, an anti-science and a non-scientific formulation, worse than that, is harder to come up with. If anything, science stands for a rejection of the idea of any one person being a authority. Science means the evidence, the experiment, what's observable, what can be tested, what can be repeated. That's authoritative, not what some one man, no matter what political position he holds, says about it. So I think this is an example of unreason and anti-science taking over, and even worse, doing it so in the guise of science, further confusing the public debate.
There is much talk that the now president-elect of the United States is an example of chaos, unreason. However, Mr. Gurry chooses to examine Mr. Biden, who was elected in 2020 because he was going to bring us together. Instead, it is Mr. Gurry's measure that Mr. Biden stepped aside or didn't look or gave permission to those who empowered the endarkenment. We had 4 years of being told that 2 + 2 = 5, and we tolerated it, Peter. We knew 2 + 2 = 5, but we didn't speak out or we couldn't stop it. Does that mean the endarkenment has taken over, that it has such power that those of us who can see it's wrong can't speak?
It certainly is evidence on behalf of Gurry's thesis. Remember, endarkenment means simply collapse of faith in reason. Reason means evidence and argument. I believe it has been apparent to all fair observers since the fall of 2020, before election 2020, that former Vice President Joe Biden's cognitive abilities were in decline. And yet, for more than 3.5 years, we were assured by the press, by members of his party, by his White House, by his Vice President, Kamala Harris, that his cognitive acuity has never been sharper, until one day, the debate, it became absolutely impossible to deny it because so many Americans saw it with their own eyes. So the confidence that you can pass off not just a lie, but a manifest lie, and get people to believe it, that I think Gary does regard as a additional sign of endarkenment.
Now, Peter and I enjoyed an education in the 20th century, and we're called boomers. Now, why that's important is that I read from this article in Manhattan City Journal that the younger people, who we care a great deal about, have suffered much more than we ever did, because we have an anchor in reason and science in the 20th century. We've not been subjected to this while we were maturing. The argument is the Zoomers, that would be Gen Z, and the Gen X in between, and the Millennials, are all suffering anxiety. Is that an experience that you've seen, Peter? Have you seen people feel unmoored because of these conditions?
You know, I have less opportunity to see it with my own eyes, but I, from the young people I talk to and who report to me, they tell me that it's a real phenomenon. That is, their own experiences confirm what our empirical evidence showed, that our young people are suffering from unprecedented levels of anxiety, depression, and suicide. And a potent hypothesis, the reason for this, is because they live in a digital, this is now Gurry's phrase, house of mirrors. They're surrounded by flickering images and fleeting impressions. And they lack the experiences that we had, just the raw experiences of face-to-face interaction, in which you combine hearing words with seeing tone and seeing gesture. gestures, and facial expressions, all the things that we need in order to determine meaning and experience the humanity of another. So for Gurry, this is not the factor, maybe not even the decisive factor, but another factor in bringing about this era that he declares to be the Enlightenment.
I want to use an example from political and geopolitical context, not just cultural. That's October 7th. It was a condemnation of everything that Hamas and its sympathizers stand for. And yet, on our best campuses, there was not only tolerance, but encouragement, so much so that three presidents sitting in front of U.S. Congress were unaware that they were living in endarkenment. Did we know that, Peter? Did we know our campuses had been darkened?
We should have known, but we didn't know. We sat back as on campuses were promulgating first the bizarre notion that speech is violence, and then the still more bizarre notion that silence is violence. And then the same people promulgating the idea that silence is violence celebrated mass slaughter, parents in front of their children and children in front of their parents, of rape, of mutilation of bodies, of taking 250 civilians hostages. These same people who are appalled by treat as violence a failure to affirm their opinions, then go and treat rape, mutilation, and massacre as not just legitimate but celebratory. That strikes me as yet another example of the overthrow of reason.
Mr. Gurry asks two questions after establishing this gloomy landscape. How did we get here? And most importantly, can we turn the lights on again? Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics, of an article at the City Journal. When we come back, maybe, to those questions.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports. The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.